Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very, very short story, but it really has a very great meaning. The story actually is written by the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, and he was the sixth Chabad Rebbe, known as the previous Rebbe, or the Rebbe Rayatz, that is Reish for Rebbe, Yud Tzadik for Yosef Yitzchak with the Tzadik, known as the Rebbe Rayatz by some. And he wrote a book called The Lubavitcher Rebbe's Memoirs. Now, memoirs means like a story of a person's life. But the truth is that this is not the story of the previous Rebbe's life, the Rayatz, Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, not the story of his life, but it is stories which he heard from his grandmother, the Rebbetzin Rivka, from his father, the Rebbe Rishab, from other Hasidim of those days when he was growing up and as an adult. And these are basically stories of the history of Hasidus from the Baal Shem Tov and even before the Baal Shem Tov, and how Hasidus began to be taught and spread. And among these stories, actually not truly part of the memoirs, but related writings that he wrote, are descriptions of the town of Lubavitch. Now, you may not have known that Lubavitch was a town. You've heard of Lubavitcher Hasidim, or the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but you may not have known that there's a town in Russia, and actually you could even visit there today, called the town of Lubavitch. It's not a big town, never was a big town, but for several generations, it was the center of Chabad. Several of the Chabad Rebbes lived there. For several generations, there were different Chabad Rebbes lived there, one after another. And a lot of Chabad Hasidus developed there. So the previous Rebbe writes that in the town of Lubavitch, Elul time was a very special time. That when Elul came, you could feel it in the air. The month of Elul, the month before Rosh Hashanah, the month of preparation for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, that you could feel a difference in the air when Elul came. You could feel it. And you could see how people were getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. They were doing tshuva. They were learning extra Torah and so forth. And the previous Rebbe writes that even the fish in the streams and the rivers trembled in the month of Elul. Now, we might think, oh, so it's a really scary time. The Rebbe writes that the fish were trembling. That means they were terrified, right? So Elul must be a time to be terrified of judgment. The Rebbe explains, no, not at all. The trembling of the fish was because of excitement. We're not supposed to be scared of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, and celebrating Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah, and mitzvahs have to be besimcha. And so the preparation for Rosh Hashanah is also besimcha, and doing teshuva is also a mitzvah, and all mitzvahs have to be done with simcha. So it's not that we're supposed to be scared and terrified, and I hope that Rosh Hashanah never comes, or I hope the month of Elul never comes. Chas v'shalom. A Jew has to serve Hashem b'simcha, as David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, in Psalms, Ibdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. As the Rambam explains at length, simcha shel mitzvah, that all mitzvahs, not just the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, which is the example which the Rambam brings, but all mitzvahs have to be besimcha. Like the story of David HaMelech when he was bringing the Aron HaKodesh to its place where it would be. He was singing, he was dancing and clapping with joy because serving Hashem is supposed to be with joy. And that includes the mitzvah of teshuva. So this is the story for today. I told you it was a short story. That when the previous Rebbe writes that in the month of Elul, you could feel the special atmosphere and even the fish were trembling, it doesn't mean that everybody was terrified. It means that everybody's very excited because it's a time of being very close to Hashem. It's a time of crowning Hashem as king. It's a time of announcing through the shofar that Hashem is the king of the world and we are serving him. And it's a time of great simcha, including the doing of teshuvah with great simcha. And when it comes to Mashiach, as I've mentioned before, the word Mashiach itself has the very same letters as the word Yismach, because the coming of Mashiach is a huge simcha, that we'll have a complete way of serving Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. We'll be able to do all of the mitzvahs. We'll be able to do all 613 mitzvahs. Of course, it doesn't mean that I can do the mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol, but among the Jewish people will be those who can do those mitzvahs, and mitzvahs that Kohanim do, mitzvahs that the Melech does. We'll be able to completely serve Hashem in a complete way through all the mitzvahs. We'll be able to learn the entire Torah. We'll be all able to learn Torah at a much, much advanced level. And so this is the real simcha. Some people think there's a choice we have to make. Do we want Mashiach or do we want to serve Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs? There's no contradiction. It's, of course, the same thing. That the complete way of serving Hashem will be through Mashiach and Geula. And that's why Jewish people want Mashiach so much. That's why we want Geula so much. Not that, oh, we'll rule the world at that time or something silly, but because we'll be able to serve Hashem in the best way, the complete way. We'll have a Beis HaMikdash, we'll be able to bring all the karbanos, we'll be able to keep all the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel, we'll have the complete Eretz Yisrael, including the lands of Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoni, as the Torah tells us that we won't just have six Arei Miklat, six cities of refuge, we'll have nine. Now you might ask, oh, well, what do you need cities of refuge for? In the time of Mashiach and Geula, no one's going to kill accidentally. No one's going to have to run away. So the answer is, the Rebbe explains that now the cities of refuge, originally, and if we had them now, they would be for a situation where there can be accidental killing. But in the future, when the Yetzer Hara is removed, there will not be such a thing. The cities of refuge will be only positive. And therefore, the new cities of refuge will be a completion of the mitzvah of Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge, and all positive. There won't be any negative aspect to our lives at that time. And so that's why we look forward to Mashiach coming. We look forward to Rosh Hashanah. We look forward to the simcha of being close to Hashem. And this itself, that we are besimcha, helps to bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately, especially through your learning of Torah, your doing of mitzvahs, and extra mitzvahs, extra Torah, especially now, extra tefillah, extra tzedakah, extra Torah, extra teshuva, meaning returning to Hashem, coming close to Hashem, which is with tremendous simcha, and extra geula. Keep up the amazing work. Keep up the extra mitzvahs and extra learning. And may Mashiach come immediately, immediately, and immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.